Macomb aldermen are discussing a proposal to end the city's relationship with the Macomb Area Convention and Visitors Bureau. The organization's duties would instead be overseen by the Downtown Development Office in City Hall. That got us wondering, how is tourism and marketing handled by other communities in the region? We found a number of communities doing some form of tourism and marketing, but there does not seem to be any single way of doing it.
In all these small communities, I mean, we're dealing with such limited resources, but you all want the same thing.
Paul Skydema is the Director of Community Development for Monmouth.
You know, you want to have that community that people make the special trip for and come to over the weekend. It's got to be those niche things.
Monmouth does not have a single entity devoted to creating or promoting events and attractions. Instead, the Monmouth Chamber of Commerce partners with the Quad Cities Convention and Visitors Bureau to promote events such as the Park and Cruise, the Deep Blue Innovators Blues Festival, and the 4th of July fly-in. But Skydema says many other people and groups also contribute, and sometimes ideas just pop up. For example, an idea was sparked by the arrival of the Cloverleaf Cold Storage Facility.
I think it's someone at the groundbreaking for that was like, you should have a bacon festival here.
And the proposal was eventually brought to an ad hoc group, the Monmouth Business Council.
We were sort of pitched the idea and we're like, heck yeah, that sounds like a cool thing to do.
So a bacon fest will be held in Monmouth next month. The business council is handling the logistics while funding comes from Smithfield Foods and Cloverleaf. Skydema acknowledges coordination of events could sometimes be a bit better, and he says perhaps an office in City Hall would prove beneficial. That approach has worked for Fort Madison. The city hired Gene Payton a couple years ago to serve as the tourism and marketing coordinator. It's a city government position. Payton says she does not handle event programming. Her job is marketing. Events are created through the partner's office, which includes the Chamber of Commerce and Fort Madison Main Street. Payton feels CVBs are membership-driven organizations, which can leave a lot of the community without a voice. She says, in contrast, her office provides more of an open door.
With me in place in this kind of environment, anybody can come up with an idea and come talk to me, and I can help them formulate a plan. It's the city actually being there for anybody who has a concept.
Payton says she does not market specific events because that would get expensive. Instead, she says she creates advertising to promote whatever is happening in Fort Madison during specific times of the year.
But I do try to use what we consider our branding of Fort Madison, which is basically rodeo, fort, museum history, trains, Mississippi, that kind of concept and idea.
Payton says she promotes the community in Chicago, Peoria, and Quincy, and she'd like to do more in places such as Des Moines and Kansas City. Her goal is to draw travelers from out of town to stay the night and explore Fort Madison. Carthage takes a slightly more local approach. It advertises only within the Tri-States region. Amy Graham is the director of the Community Development Committee. She says there is not any overnight lodging in town aside from a bed and breakfast, so her goal is to get people in town and spending money to shop, eat, buy gas, or be entertained.
The amenities that we have to offer here are historic downtown district. We hold a lot of events on the courthouse lawn, which gets people to our historic district downtown, to our local businesses.
She says Carthage's most popular events are the Christmas open house and the 4th of July parade, which brought in about 1,000 people this year. Other area attractions include recreational opportunities such as parks, lakes, and a disc golf course. Graham says she plays a role in every single event the town offers, whether that's by handling advertising and promotion, assisting with event programming, or recruiting volunteers.
This particular seat is a constant that runs through the city government, as well as the chamber and the community at large. And by having that constant, you're able to carry on projects and not, you know, have things slip through the cracks, so to speak.
Graham reports to the Carthage Industrial Development Corporation. Her office is funded by the city's sales tax. But most other tourism efforts in the region are funded through a hotel-motel bed tax. In Fort Madison, the Tourism Commission doles out the money. A portion of it goes to Gene Payton's office. Des Moines County has the Greater Burlington Convention and Visitors Bureau. It gets some of the bed tax money generated in Burlington and West Burlington. The rest goes to the communities. Nauvoo has a tourism office. Half of the bed tax money goes to that office. The rest pays for infrastructure. In Galesburg, the Chamber of Commerce operates the Convention and Visitors Bureau. The majority of the city's hotel-motel tax revenue helps fund the CVB. And in Monmouth, the city uses hotel-motel tax money for general economic development. I'm Rich Egger, Tri-State's Public Radio News.